page six is still five pages behind us. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
He is the better half, in my opinion, of Hall & Oates. Please welcome John Oates to the show. Hi, John.
Oh, yeah, you know how to flatter a guy. Yeah, you know what? This is way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
No, it's excellent.
We're talking with Brendan Fraser. And how do you work with Pauly Shore and Helen Mirren in one career?
You get really lucky.
I love how you think that's lucky.
You know what? It's a lot of good fortune. At the end of the day, they're all actors and you learn something from one another. I don't know if Pauly's an actor or not. He might be an anomaly.
Yeah, what did you learn from Pauly Shore?
Don't do that.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga. Cooper calls herself a little monster. She's one of those things.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Fame happened really quickly for you. So how do you deal with that?
Fame's a really weird thing because I don't really have it in the same way that other people have it. Like, I don't have people like stalking my houses or like paparazzi waiting outside, but I do have it in the sense where I can't really go anywhere.
By the way, we're talking with actress Leah Thompson. She's here.
You know, there is a resurgence in the 80s and people still love the John Hughes movies. I did Some Kind of Wonderful, and it does continually amaze me that these people that are really young, you know, really love some of my movies.
I was going to bring you a bottle of blonde and a bottle of brown hair dye.
And I'll have both.
Here's what I say, pick both. One. My theory is that, this is a little deeper dive
That's
into
okay.
this. Okay.
That's okay.
So my theory is that the blonde is the old you growing out.
Right.
And the natural color is like the
who
natural
right
you.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
And exactly what I've been as a kid. I've always been both. I was always on my show even I was both. I would wear my brown hair when I was Miley, and I would wear my blonde wig when I was Hannah Montana, so I've always had both.
Emmy Award winner Rosie O'Donnell.
Hi, Cooper.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Is that your real name?
It's my real name.
Real name?
I gotta tell you, when you're a little kid, it rhymes with poop.
Cooper.
Yeah, not good when you're a kid, but now...
I would have done that to you if I was in your class.
Of course you would have. Everybody did. Here we are with Joel McHale. I mean, can you really tell the difference if someone's just checking you out because you're walking down the street, you're tall and handsome, or because...
No one ever checked me out before the show.
Seriously?
Like some gangly, balding Skeletor.
Robin Quivers is here from the Howard Stern Show. I just realized, Robin, how unbelievably intimidating this should be for me.
Oh, stop.
No, I, seriously.
We've already worked together.
Hello, Cooper.
Actor Eric Roberts. No. Academy Award nominated actor Eric Roberts. He also just been added to the upcoming season of VH1's Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. Really?
Well, they called and they offered it to me, and my wife and I are big fans of Dr. Drew, so I said yes.
Brady Bunch star Marie McCormick traded sex for drugs. Seriously?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I knew some dealers, and they had the coke, and I wanted it, and I would have sex for it.
We believe fake news is just more entertaining. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Listen to this story. You know, like, the gig economy is a really big thing now, like Uber and TaskRabbit and stuff like that. So hotels have found a way to be part of the gig economy by renting out rooms for the hour, not for sex, although I guess you could still do that, but to get away from your significant other because you're inside and you're stuck during a pandemic working from home. And if you have a tiny place, one of you can go to the hotel for a couple of hours and do your work. Listen to this.
For both of us to work in just a little one-bedroom apartment gets a little crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a way for me to, like, get out of Astoria for the day and, like, do my work in a space
right.
on my own.
We don't see the same numbers as we had in previous years.
Well, and the good thing is you can bang your girlfriend.
We need to think innovative and think about the next demand that is going.
Honey, I'm going to work.
Going to be there and create the market.
If we're moving towards something more like the Uber
model. Why are you showering
model,
at work?
Where it's a little more, people are utilizing a network.
I'm taking a bag with me.
Work of spaces just in time, some of the time. Hotels.
Don't call me either.
Are really well set up.
Going back out into the world, it could
be
like
meetings
a little
all
scary.
Day.
Yeah. It was very busy.
It's a good experience.
I'm going to be sampling lots of different perfumes. So I come home smelling like perfume. You'll know why.
To the rhythm. She's in New York City.
New York City.
He's in the South where all the good barbecue is. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The guy that I was with that was too big, he needs to find a girl that fits him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like when you drive the car through the tunnel.
Yes, right. I understand.
And the top of the tunnel is way high and the sides are way far, and you really don't even notice you're in a tunnel. It's pretty much the same thing.
Wait, that's a good analogy. So if you drive through a tunnel, but you're a double-decker bus, right, it's the perfect size. But if you drive through the tunnel and you're a Vespa, you're in trouble.
And there are people that when they drive through a tunnel, they look to see how tall the tunnel is. Because right, you have a big truck. I have never noticed
how big a tunnel is.
A height on a tunnel ever, because I just never look. I'm always in a small car. So I never look. But there's some people that go, oh crap, I'm not going to be able to fit, and they have to turn around and go back. Not me. I just go right through.